Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The biggest news days of our lives are going to be coming up over the next few weeks. And let me tell you, if you're a conservative, if you're a pragmatic truth seeker, you are going to be in for one heck of a fun ride. If you are a leftist, you better hold on to your britches because they're about to get ripped off when this roller coaster starts for you guys. Holy cow. That's all I can say. If you're a leftist, a America-hating, God-hating, conservative-hating, humanity-hating, racist, sexist, homophobe, lying scumbag, which is what leftists are, Democrats, then I'm telling you, we are about to blow your minds with the truth. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Let me just give you some basic ideas of what we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks. Number one, Hunter Biden, get the cover-up of everything that Hunter Biden's done, given everything we know about him and what we, you know, kind of know, and we'll soon get verified. It's all going to come to the fore. We'll talk about that in a bit. Oh, you know what else we've learned? Joe Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business partners. The guy that said, I never met with Hunter, so I never did anything. I didn't get to do it. Liar. Let me tell you what's going to be revealed to you. I reveal it to you every day on this program. You've been ahead of the curve if you listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. Because I've been telling you, Democrats are lying scumbags, and they put a pathological liar in the office because he's good at it. And they figure, oh, you know what? Nobody's paying attention. The media will support him. I'll give you media supercuts to prove to you that there's no media out there that's reporting in and of itself. There is a media cabal that does nothing except report narratives. You don't believe me? How about we start with this one? Just for starters, just to give you a little taste of what you're going to get on this program today and what you get each and every day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, depending on what market you're in. And you can certainly download anytime. Go back, listen to any show 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, whatever. You're going to find out I was right. Anyway, here's the supercut.
What we are expecting tonight from the January 6th investigation is something that's been described as a season finale. Not show finale, but a season finale. There may be more seasons. There may be bonus episodes.
The way that I've been talking about this hearing is that it's more the season finale than the series finale for the committee.
The season finale, as it were, of their blockbuster hearing in primetime. A season finale of sorts.
Thursday's primetime finale, so to speak.
Does this feel to you like the series finale or the season finale for the January 6th committee?
That's such a good way to put it.
We thought this was the season finale. Everybody's like, come back for more. There is hunger. There is new information. These are incendiary revelations. Even the things we thought we knew, we're learning it's a multidimensional scandal, right?
Shape the narrative, you know, the end of season one, as you're effectively doing, in a way that lets us know there may still be more to come and move towards that in the season two if necessary.
It almost felt as if it was like the series finale. At one point, Liz Cheney said, stay tuned for September, which is like season two.
There will be a season two, so to speak.
Last night was just the season finale. We learned another season's coming.
TV ratings stayed strong throughout the series. It's weird to say it's a series, but it was a summer series of television, and it turned out to be one of the highest rated shows of the summer.
Consider tonight the finale of season one. We will be back in September with more hearings.
We've seen all 8 episodes through Thursday's season finale of the hearings. Was it a cliffhanger for you in any way?
I don't know if we'll get stuff on the Secret Service. I don't know if we'll get stuff on the military and the National Guard. I don't know if we'll get stuff on
That could be season two.
So let me ask you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Do you think that with all those different media outlets, all those different pundits, how could you possibly have that many people saying season finale, not a show finale. There may be more seasons. There could be bonus episodes. Is it a series finale or is it a season finale? That's a really interesting way to put it. Oh, I like how you said that. And then one person said, there could be more incendiary revelations because it is a multi-dimensional scandal. Let me tell you what they're not telling you. Joe Biden is the big guy. That is a multidimensional scandal. Hunter Biden and every country he was involved in and all the things that he got as part of his connecting them to Joe Biden as vice president, that is a multidimensional scandal. I could go on. But because the January 6th hearings went over like a pregnant pole vaulter, these guys want you to think, oh, there could be more. There's incendiary stuff. Let me tell you, this thing never got over 20 million viewers. That was the first day that they aired. And let me explain to you these ratings. I'm going to give you these numbers. 20 million viewers. They closed out Thursday, the last day when they finished the season. Okay, season one. They closed out at 17 million viewers, as they wrote, down from opening session of the proceedings. According to Nielsen Media Research, more than 13.1 million households watched the hearing, broadcast on every major network and most news channels for a 10.7 rating. The viewing figures didn't include data from PBS, which also aired the hearing live. You had missed those three viewers. Here's what I want to tell you. They can talk about all the numbers they want. Let me tell you about all these millions of viewers. You ever been to a hotel? They got CNN on. They got MSNBC on. They got any of these channels on. You ever been to the airport? They got CNN on. They're playing. Nobody's watching, but it's playing. That's the number. This hearing got such a laughable response, they had to create that. They had to get together and tell every host on every fake news channel, here are your talking points to make it sound like this was a blockbuster. Everybody had to see it. You didn't want to miss it or else you were just out in the, you better not. This is the best thing that happened since sliced bread. Total lies. Total lies. Let me tell you. The real numbers of people who watch this nonsense is well under 7 million. It's exactly like their award shows. It's like the drop-off of the NBA and the NFL. By the way, the Major League Baseball had its All-Star game. I dare you to go Google the numbers. See how many people watched it. It's clear, folks. Leftism doesn't sell. And the Democrats have to orchestrate the narrative in order for you to take it seriously.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What else is in the news? Lots more, folks. We just talked about the January 6th lies being told by the media. Oh, January 6th. January 6th, it's a season finale. It's going to be another season. The January 6th hearings are a farce. They're a cover-up for the Democrats who stole the last election, and it isn't going over like they'd like. They want this to be a big deal. They're going to put full court press on it. And you know what the public is saying? Hey, I can't put gas in my car. The inflation rate is kicking my butt, and I don't want to hear it. I'm going to get to that in just a second. But let me just give you some ideas about these other things that are going to be we're going to be talking about over the next month until the midterms and far after. Because as we reveal the lies that the Democrats have told, that party is going to catch H.E. double crooked socks and deservedly so. And when you hear me talk about Democrats being scumbags and skanks, scurrilous, whatever, we'll come up with some other S words for alliteration, but I think you get the point. They're bad guys. They're evil. They're rotten to their immoral cores. And we will prove it. We do it every day here. And I don't do it for sport. I really feel sorry that we have a nation where people are complicit in helping these guys propagate lies to destroy people's lives. And in some instances, to kill people. Things like vaccines. We'll get into Fauci, Mr. Flip-Flop, Fauci the fraud. We'll get into him too. Because he lied. Dr. Birx lied. The government is lying. They're still running at things on TV. Get your vaccines. Get your boosters. Knowing that these are ruining people's lives. They're still trying to get kids to get boosters. Knowing the data that says that you're four times more likely as a young boy to have some sort of a heart condition or some complication than if you don't get the shot at all of a disease that has a 0.0001% chance of killing you. They're just liars. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Anyway, I mentioned the Hunter Biden scandal is going to heat up. I told you Joe Biden has now been proven. He met with 14 people that were Hunter Biden, you know, fans or whatever, you know, business partners, if you will. Not fans, business partners. We had a win. TPUSA had a win with The View. That's going on. Donald Trump threatens to sue CNN. Probably will sue CNN. And let me tell you, we will have lots of evidence for Donald Trump to submit with beyond the mules. So I anticipate he's going to really want to know what we've got. And a host of other things we can talk about today. But anyway, let me begin, because I told you guys, we can prove that with these mashups that the Democrats are lying. So let's go. I played one earlier by January 6th. We're going to do a supercut of these guys talking about inflation. Now, inflation has been defined as two consecutive quarters, recession, two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. And we've had two horrible consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. And by the way, we're going to have a third. I don't know if you even realize it, but the Fed has now raised the interest rates a fourth time in since Joe Biden's been illegally put into office. Joe Biden, by the way, has tapped the Strategic Petroleum Reserves more times than all other presidents combined in less than a two-year term. I could go on with the nonsense of the Joe Biden administration. Inflation numbers through the roof. Now, before we get into this recession clip, understand this. The real inflation rate, which they last clocked at 9.1%, is actually closer to 30 if you use the 1980s way of doing it. They always want to redefine it to make things seem better. That is exactly what they're currently doing when they talk about recession. So here are the Democrats talking about recession, lying about it in a mashup. Just to let you hear it, okay? This is a supercut of this.
All signs are that this is a strong economy, and the probability of a recession within the next year is not particularly elevated.
It's a strong economy, and nothing about it suggests that it's close to or vulnerable to a recession.
I don't expect a recession.
No one is predicting a recession now.
We are not expecting that we are already in a recession. In fact, the guts and the bones of this economy remain strong.
These are not the marks of an economy in recession.
Right now, we don't see a recession. Right now, we're not in a recession right now.
This is not an economy that's in recession.
Not only is a recession not inevitable, but I think that a lot of people are underestimating those strengths and the resilience of the American economy.
We have a strong labor market, which you don't normally see in a recession.
A recession is broad-based weakness in the economy. We're not seeing that now.
In your view, is a recession in the United States inevitable?
No.
Typically, economists date a recession as being at least two quarters of negative growth and other factors, which we have not seen at all.
The idea that two quarters of negative GDP growth is a technical definition of a recession is wrong.
A common definition of recession is two negative quarters of GDP growth.
Two quarters of negative growth in a row, that's a recession.
Right, and certainly in terms of the technical definition, it's not a recession. The technical definition considers a much broader spectrum of data points.
What is exactly the White House's definition of a recession?
Again, I'm not going to define it from here.
How worried should Americans be that we could be in a recession?
We're not going to be in a recession.
Nobody, including especially the White House and especially Joe Biden, is going to sugarcoat any of this.
Well, I'm not concerned about a recession. And, I mean, you're always concerned about a recession.
So when you listen to me, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network, say to you the Democrats are lying scumbags, I give you their double talk. Strong economy. Nothing about it indicates a recession. Not expecting we are in a recession. Let me tell you, when they tell you what you're not in, you're in it. I love how the guts and the bones of the economy are strong. How so? Not in a recession. It's not inevitable, they said. Everything they tell you, they indicate either we're not headed for it or we're not in it. Well, which is it? Are we not headed for it or are we not in it? Because you can't have both of those. You either believe you're in it and you go, no, we're not in it. Or you believe, listen, I know what people are saying, we're headed for a recession. We're not headed for it. But you can't have both. The strong labor market, which you don't see in a recession. Well, if the labor market is so strong, why aren't people going back to work? If it's so strong. And get this. 2 quarters of negative growth. One person said, we haven't seen that at all. That's a blatant lie. The other one said, no, 2 quarters of negative growth. Well, while that is the definition of a recession, wait, folks, that's the technical definition of a recession. The technical one. We get around the technical one. Why? Well, because we're Democrats. We're liars. We're scumbags. They go on to say, you need a much broader set of data points when you're measuring it our way. Then next, we're not going to be in a recession. And here's the one that I really liked. Joe Biden, at the very end, did you catch it? I'm not concerned about a recession. I mean, you're always concerned about a recession. So which is it, Joe? Are you not concerned about a recession, or are you always concerned about a recession? See, people, all we want are people to tell the truth. Democrats won't do that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday, the Biden administration approved a plan to complete a section of the border wall near Yuma, Arizona. The goal is to fill in 4 major gaps in the wall that continue to allow Yuma to be inundated with illegal immigrants. Texas Senator John Cornyn says the cartels in Mexico are gaining massive wealth.
They will move people, or they'll move drugs. They are what some people have called commodity agnostic. They're all in the money-making business, and they're getting rich because the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop or deter illegal immigration.
China is reporting Chinese leader Xi Jinping warned against playing with fire over Taiwan. In a call with President Biden on Thursday, highlighting Beijing's concern about a possible visit to the Chinese-claimed island by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Still no word if she will go or not to Taiwan. USA Radio News. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reached their agreement on a major tax and climate package Tuesday evening, but kept it a closely guarded secret. Without any details being released, some GOP lawmakers say Manchin probably received a lion's share of the deal for his constituents to go along with the deal. The United States Postal Service is getting into the election business.
The United States Postal Service is creating a division to handle election mail issues as part of an effort to ensure swift and secure delivery of ballots for the 2022 midterm elections. The division is going to be called the Election and Government Mail Services. The executive director of the division stated that the service will oversee, quote, election mail strike teams in every local and district community to address any problems that might arise. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to do something a little different this segment, folks. We've been talking about the lies of the left, lies about January 6th, and how they get together, they meet and say, here are the talking points. We talked about the lies about the recession. I have another mashup or supercut, call it whatever you want, about them lying about inflation, lying about the economy, etc. That's all they do is lie. They've lied about every single thing. You can't trust this government as far as you can throw it. You know, it's a saying, it's a figure of speech, but I think you get my meaning. You can't trust them in anything. They lie about everything that comes out of that government. That's not what you pay for as a citizen, but here's what I want to do. I'm going to play those first supercuts, then I'm going to play a couple of other clips of them blatantly lying because I want you to have it all in perspective. So I'm going to be silent here for about 5 minutes as we recap the lies, and you understand all the voices you'll hear are media pundits, people who've been coached to say what they've been telling them to say. Because you have to ask yourself, how does everybody start speaking the same tribal language if it isn't a cabal? Here we go.
What we are expecting tonight from the January 6th investigation is something that's been described as a season finale. Not show finale, but a season finale. There may be more seasons. There may be bonus episodes.
The way that I've been talking about this hearing is that it's more the season finale than the series finale for the committee.
The season finale, as it were, of their blockbuster hearing.
In prime time. A season finale of sorts.
Thursday's prime time finale, so to speak.
Does this feel to you like the series finale or the season finale for the January 6th committee?
That's such a good way to put it.
We thought this was the season finale. Everybody's like, come back for more. There is hunger. There is new information. These are incendiary revelations. Even the things we thought we knew. We're learning it's a multidimensional scandal, right?
Shape the narrative, you know, at the end of season one, as you're effectively doing, in a way that lets us know there may still be more to come and move towards that into season two if necessary.
It almost felt as if it was like the series finale. At one point, Liz Cheney said, stay tuned for September, which is like season two.
There will be a season two, so to speak.
Last night was just the season finale. We learned another season's coming.
TV ratings stayed strong throughout the series. It's weird to say it's a series, but it was a summer series of television, and it turned out to be one of the highest rated shows of the summer.
Consider tonight the finale of season one. We will be back in September with more hearings. We've seen all eight episodes through Thursday's season finale of the hearings. Wasn't it clear
cliffhanger for you in any way?
I don't know if we'll get stuff on the Secret Service. I don't know if we'll get stuff on the military and the National Guard. I don't know if we'll get stuff on...
Yeah. That could be season two.
That could be season two.
Now let's move to the recession and the cackle of lies that the leftists will tell you, all to justify what Joe Biden's done when torpedoing the economy. Here's that one.
All signs are that this is a strong economy, and the probability of a recession within the next year is not particularly elevated.
It's a strong economy, and nothing about it suggests that it's close to or vulnerable to a recession.
I don't expect a recession.
No one is predicting a recession now.
We are not expecting that we are already in a recession. In fact, the guts and the bones of this economy remain strong.
These are not the marks of an economy in recession.
Right now, we don't see a recession. Right now, we're not in a recession right now.
This is not an economy that's in recession.
Not only is a recession not inevitable, but I think that a lot of people are underestimating those strengths and the resilience of the American economy.
We have a strong labor market, which you don't normally see in a recession.
A recession is broad-based weakness in the economy. We're not seeing that now.
In your view, is a recession in the United States inevitable?
No.
Typically, economists date a recession as being at least two quarters of negative growth and other factors, which we have not seen at all.
The idea that two quarters of negative GDP growth is a technical definition of a recession is wrong.
A common definition of recession is two negative quarters of GDP growth.
Two quarters of negative growth in a row, that's a recession.
Right, and certainly in terms of the technical definition, it's not a recession. The technical definition considers a much broader spectrum of data points.
What is exactly the White House's definition of a recession?
Again, I'm not going to define it from here.
How worried should Americans be that we could be in a recession?
We're not going to be in a recession.
Nobody, including especially the White House and especially Joe Biden, is going to sugarcoat any of this.
Well, I'm not concerned about a recession. And, I mean, you're always concerned about a recession.
Now let's add a couple of other things. Here's Biden's economic advisor, Jared Bernstein, lying about the economy.
Many also still have excess savings. This is one of the things that's helping to fuel consumer spending, which, again, is 70% of our economy. So I think if you look at the strength of the current economy, if you look at the strength of the labor market, if you look at the strength of consumer spending, you would conclude that where we are right now remains solidly within expansion.
Before I play the next mashup, I just want to explain what he just said. People have excess savings, and he says, and that's what's fueling the economy, 70% of the economy. He says, of what we're seeing in the economy. And then he goes on to say, the strength of the economy, the labor market, and consumer spending. That's what has us solidly within the expanding. In other words, things are going to continue to get better. What he's not telling you is this. People are depleting their savings. I can attest to that. I'm depleting my savings. Now, he says that's what's fueling consumer spending. What he's telling you is there's no opportunity. The money is not flowing the way it was because now money's getting more expensive. It's getting tighter to get. So people are now having to go into their own banks and bank accounts and start spending their own money, which, by the way, is what the government wants you to do. The government never wants you to be sufficient to be able to have enough money to take care of yourself. They like money flowing. They love this recession. I'm telling you, they love it because it forces you to get money that you've been socking away, you know, for maybe a rainy day. You're going to buy a new car. You're going to get a new home or whatever. You're now depleting that. They're getting that money active. That's not what he's telling you. Anyway, let me move on because I'm going to run out of time. Here's Democrats lying about, did we do inflation?
I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
Most economic analysts believe that it will have a temporary or transitory impact.
The faster than expected increase in some of those prices is actually a good sign.
The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. No one's talking about this great, great deal.
This is something that will settle down.
Transitory.
Transitory.
And the data shows that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and expected to be temporary. There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way. It's highly unlikely that's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand. I don't know anybody who's worried about inflation.
Over the last couple of months, we actually saw it trended downward.
President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, enthusiastically retweeted an economist who had said, in part, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, etc., are high-class problems.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh my God. That is hilarious. Well, the number one thing that the president can do is help get COVID under control. That, we know, is the root cause of inflation.
President Biden this afternoon saying he thinks we're at the peak of the crisis right now and that lower prices are on the way.
The inflation has everything to do with supply chain.
Make no mistake, inflation is largely the fault of Putin.
I'm going to do everything I can to minimize Putin's price hike here at home.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts.
I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything.
So there was inflation, folks. Great discussion about it. I doubt we will see an inflationary cycle. Oh, faster increase in prices, they said, is a good sign. Prices will go up, then they're going to go down. It's transitory. Expect it. But it was expected. It's expected to be temporary. I don't know anybody who's worried about inflation. It's high-class problems. One lady laughs about actually producing gas in America. Then they said, well, this will all fix itself when we get COVID under control. Joe Biden says, no, inflation has peaked. Then they go on to say inflation was the fault of Vladimir Putin. They say the way we'll get rid of inflation, Chuck Schumer said this, is to undo the Trump price cuts. Tax cuts, I mean. That's the mashup. That's all these people talking about inflation. That's them talking about January 6th. That's them talking about recession. By the way, did recession sound very familiar to what they said about inflation? Same things. Well, you would. Nobody expects that. Are you kidding? We're not going to have inflation. It's temporary. We have. Nah. Look, you know what? I tell you, get used to it, but it's temporary. It'll go up and it'll go down. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. You know what? Only people that are high class are making this an issue. It's not us. It's not the general Americans. They don't care. And they went on and on and on. It's all lies. And, you know, all we want is the truth. Government, tell us the truth. But you know why Democrats can't give you the truth? Because they know you will never vote for them again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I invite Democrats of all ilk to come on the program and debate me on any of the things we talk about. Bring whatever information you want. Bring friends. And if for those of you who are concerned, Kevin, what if they're college professors and what if they're PhDs? Love it. Bring them. Let's talk about January 6th. Let's talk about recession. Let's talk about inflation. Let's talk about Hunter Biden. Let's talk about the big cheat. Let's talk about the big guy. Let's talk about Joe Biden, who has declared he didn't have anything to do with Hunter. Now we know he met with at least 14 of Hunter's prospective business partners. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let's talk about Wu flu, COVID, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, the China virus, all of it. Let's talk about it, because let me tell you what I've been talking about for the better part of 2 years since the ousting of Trump, since the coup. I've been talking about all those issues, and I backed it up with facts, and I have even more. I have more data. If God forbid, if I ever hit the lotto, if I hit this big mega lotto, oh, well, I got to play it because I don't play the lotto. But if somebody were to hit the lotto and say, Kevin, I'm going to share the lotto winnings with you, and I had unlimited time to make all the stuff I know, I could change politics forever. Because just look at the flip-flopping, the lies that these people tell. And let me tell you what happens when you stay the course. When somebody says, Kevin, you got to stop spreading misinformation about Wu flu. You're a danger to the public and all that. And I say, I'm not spreading misinformation. What you're hearing is misinformation. You're the one spreading misinformation. Because, see, I operate on a couple of things. A lot of research and common sense. And I'm very good at both. And I will tell you, everything that I've told you on this program is well researched, and it is balanced with unbelievable amounts of common sense. And I keep challenging these ladies that wrote to me saying, Kevin, you're endangering people by telling them not to get vaccinated, not to get boosted. And I said, I defy you to show me proof that those things are working, because everything that I have, including my common sense, everything I've researched and what I know from common sense proves otherwise. And you know who was right? Yeah, it would be me. Have they called? Have they sent me a note? You know what, Kev? I was wrong and you were right. It's okay. It's not for me, it's like having an argument with your spouse. It's not about right or wrong. It's about fixing the issue. So I don't care that you got it wrong. I'm not mad at you because you challenged me. What I'm upset about is we aren't fixing it, because you went out there. Oh, you're wrong. No, I'm not. I'm not wrong. And see, if we can't even debate it, and then when you recognize that I'm right, let's go fix the problem, that's our problem. Then you're just like leftists. You want to take your ball and go home. Well, Kevin, you proved me wrong. I'm not going to listen to your program anymore. First of all, I don't care. You got to understand, I don't care. But I'm already complaining to you guys that I don't get out there as far as I need to, but I know I'm getting out there. And if my audience stays the fine people that I know listen to this program and who support me in this and what our efforts are to save this republic, then I'm okay with that, because it's obviously God's will. When the audience goes away, if I get tired of venting and finally I get down to two or three people listening to the program, then maybe I'll give it up. But until then, I'm going to come on here and tell you the truth. And I expect us to take those truths and try to do something about it. Take that information. You now know that the vaccines are dangerous. And if you don't, you are as feeble and as idiotic as Joe Biden. Feeble-minded is what I meant to say. You're as feeble-minded and idiotic as Joe Biden, because there's enough proof out there now with SADS. Sudden adult death syndrome. Really? Have you ever heard of any of the nonsense SADS? Let me tell you what SADS has in common is with all these people dropping dead of SADS. Let me tell you what they have in common. They were vaccinated. That's what they have in common. Now, when you hear of a death, oh, the 32-year-old person suddenly dies. You know why they don't tell you they're vaccinated? Because then you go, oh, wow, a 32-year-old person died. They were vaccinated. A 43, a 45, a 28, a 17. When they keep telling you all these people dying unexpectedly, and you don't know why. Well, it was an unexpected death. No, it wasn't. Not for Kevin Jackson. It wasn't unexpected. Because if you got vaccinated, we're all walking time bombs. We're ticking time bombs, because it's whenever God takes us. But on the average, if you let your body do what it do, God's going to take you at a ripe old age past 80. But if you don't, if you believe in man, God will go, fine, it's not on me. You apparently believe in man, so go for it. And suddenly these people are dying. And it's a surprise to the left.
I'm just surprised, unexpected. He was only 60.
Who do we, Bob Saget, Ray Liotta. These are well-known people. They won't give you, here's what we know about Saget. He was vaxxed. Dude fell so hard, he fell so hard they thought somebody hit him in the head. This is a guy that did a comedy set, went back to his hotel room, fell like a rock. Which, by the way, if you watch the videos of these people, they fall different. They don't melt. They go, whoo, pop, and fall and just crack their skulls open. If they're on a court or a concrete, you just crack their skulls open. And Saget fell so hard they thought somebody hit him in the head. He dropped dead from COVID vaccination. Ray Liotta planning his, Saget was planning his world tour. Ray Liotta was already he was engaged. 60 some years old, young, relatively young, and drop dead, boop. And these are high pro. And by the way, there are many others. I Google people who've died. Google SAD, sudden adult death syndrome. Then Google celebrities who've died, people who've died, whatever. Strange deaths, unexplained deaths. Watch what comes up. Well, it's explainable. The explanation is people who got vaccinated. These are lies, people. I'm giving you a lie. And I don't take pride in it. Like, I'm proud to tell you that we've uncovered more lies. And look, I feel sorry for you. If you don't get that these people are lying about January 6th, I played the mashup, the supercut. You heard it. January 6th, it's not over. Season finale. Look at how many people are watching it. They're lying. They want you to believe that people care about January 6th. No, they don't. Many Democrats, let me give you some inside baseball. You ready? I know this is a fact. Many Democrats are begging leadership in their party, stop with the January 6th nonsense. I've asked this question. I'll ask it again. Tell me the Democrat that you want to run with you. You're running for office. You're in a tight Senate race. Mark Kelly. Here in Arizona, he's going to be in a tough race. Who is he going to get? Has he asked Barack Obama to come in? Has he asked Hillary Clinton to come in? Does he want Chuck Schumer or Pelosi? Does he dare bring Joe Biden to Arizona to campaign for him? Answer is no, 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 no. No, he won't. Because it's a kiss of death. Every one of these people out there campaigning, you know what they're running from? They're running from Joe Biden. They're running from January 6th. They're running from recession. They're running from inflation. They're running from Hunter Biden. They're running from the big guy. They're running from all the nonsense, the Russian-Ukraine war, and all the previous stuff that they were accusing us of doing. They're running from it all. And there's a reason for it. They're running from Fauci. There's a reason. There's a lot to run from. These people have devastated our economy. Morale is at a low. They got people talking about, well, now people are starting to spend their savings. This is a good thing. Since when is that a good? They're not spending their savings to do what they were going to do with their savings. They're spending their savings because they're trying to survive. And they're in an inflationary period where Joe Biden's Fed has jacked up the interest rates four times, 75 basis points, I think, at each time. Meaning, what, we've had a 3% rise in the interest rates? People are now pulling their horns in. And if you think it's bad now, folks, it's only going to get worse. And I say this to Democrats all the time. If you think politically you're going to be better off leading up to the midterms, you're out of your mind.
Oh, prices are dropping for this or that.
Not where people need it to drop. And as long as we remind them, gas is nowhere near what it was with Trump. Food is nowhere near what it was with Trump. Jobs are nowhere near what they were with Trump. And on, Democrats will have hell to pay. Hold them responsible.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.